Bible Secrets, The Forgotten Codes. Billions of people across the world and across time have followed the words of this ancient book. Countless numbers have died defending it. Even today in the 21st century, heated debates are fought every day over the truth which lies within. Great thinkers and intellectuals have seen something of pure wisdom and truth in it. And others simply see it as an historical document written by people from a different time and place. But there is much more to this archaic document than meets the eye. There are, in fact, hidden secrets. Great profound mysteries can be unraveled if we just take a look at the Bible in a different way. Understanding the truth of the Bible is the way forward to understand the vast history of mankind. The messiahs of the globe are all locked away in there awaiting discovery. Prepare to unlock the sacred code once and for all. But remember, you may never see the world in the same way again. Francis Bacon said, "If a man will begin with certainties, he shall end in doubts. But if he will be content to begin with doubts, he shall end in certainties." We must begin any logical, balanced investigation into the secrets of the Bible with doubts. We cannot believe everything we have been told to believe, for they are mere words of man, and man lies. The questions we are about to ask have been asked for thousands of years and lead to the search for ultimate truths. From the first shaman and medicine men of primitive cultures to the high philosophers of the Hellenized world, these questions have caused consternation and even warfare. Almost everyone who watches this film will have issues with it because of the divisive nature of religion, belief, and faith. What does change is our perception of what this God is or should be. In the beginning, we may have held the gods or God to be animistic, totemic, or even plain agricultural deities, attributing all manner of special and wonderful meanings to their persona. In many instances, astrological or astronomical ideologies were placed over these early beliefs. This gave real life to the flames, light, and heat of the sun, resurrecting nightly the cold light of the moon. Our systems developed and evolved as we learned more and more about the world around us. Eventually, we supposedly became more rational and literal. At a unique period of time, the gods were themselves rationalized into just one all-encompassing god, which just happened to be male. Of course, this was after the destruction of the idea of the balancing goddess known to many as Sophia. She has been hidden within the Gnostic surviving traditions as Mary, Isis, and various other female deities. For those among us who are literal fundamentalists, this female counterpart, or Lilith, was simply in the way, and we are left with the one male god. This god, because he has the accumulation of all ideas and symbols of the other deities, also held all the answers to all our questions. A super god. This one super god could have emerged from anywhere at any time, had that time been right. But the time was right in the Middle East. There was a power vacuum, an empire sufficiently placed to help this new way grow. Rome. Eventually, this new faith manifested itself around the globe as Christianity. After this eruption of new ideology, and with the world rapidly becoming a smaller place, it became increasingly less likely that any other monotheistic religion would ever be quite as successful. Any successor would have to wage war with the might of Christianity in the new guise of Catholicism. There has, however, been a war raged as we know it, not just the physical battle of the strongest, but also a more subtle psychological battle of propaganda. This makes sifting through the evidence more difficult than it would otherwise be, due to the layers of lies and deceit always present when propaganda is utilized.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?